SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Friday. We try to close out the week strong. Well, we try to close out every day strong, but the week especially. So let's get with the good.
Yeah, the good. We have two goods today. So that's how strong we're going to close it out.
All right.
The first is Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, scary situation.
Very
not good
so.
That the plane crashed. And if you've seen video of it, it was a fiery crash. I'm guessing that the main part of the fire started after they had all gotten out, but they all gotten out safely.
Because I saw that video, and my first thought was, how the heck did they get out of there? But then I realized, oh, they probably got out of there, and the fire might have started as they were evacuating, and then it just got worse and worse.
Either that or they were all wearing the NASCAR suits.
Yep. It did look bad, man. It really did. It really looked bad.
But just the fact that you're able to walk away from something like that, that's amazing. We were talking about it. Were we talking about it yesterday or the day before? Just throwing out names like Thurman Munson and
Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente. I mean, it happens.
It does.
It doesn't happen that often. It's becoming more rare I can't even say that because didn't Roy Halladay die 2 years ago now?
Yeah, self-piloted plane, right?
Yeah.
Yep. A couple of years ago, 2 years ago.
So, I mean, it does happen, and it can happen in a moment. You know, it's just amazing that you get up and walk away. My only question is do you, if you survive a plane crash, do you ever jump back into a plane?
I know, right?
I don't know if I can.
I don't know either, man. So they were flying in to Elizabethton, which is just outside Bristol, and then the plane went off the runway when it was landing, I guess, and then it caught fire, and they were able to get out. But then they caught a lot of fire.
Yeah. I mean, I'm imagining it looks much worse than it actually is.
I think it's true. But he's not going to broadcast the race Saturday night. He's taking his family back to North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, I would.
He's like, that's too close for comfort. I think he brought his kid was there, was on board too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
His wife and I think his child or whatever.
All you do now is you just go home and you throw on some Netflix. You binge watch all weekend long.
I agree. But that is a very good that he was okay.
Yeah. I do have another good, though.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix. Is set to receive his first award for his role as the Joker. It hasn't even been released yet.
That trailer, I've seen that trailer 50 times.
Yep. And they're going to be showing the film at the Toronto Film International Festival but it's a film festival in Toronto. They're going to be showing that, and they've already announced that they're going to be giving him the acting award.
Who's making this decision? Have people already seen this?
I'm not 100%. I'm thinking. I'm not. I don't think they're basing it off the. The trailer. They probably have seen a copy of it.
Yeah, they probably have seen it.
You know, a press release copy of it.
That's that trailer. Let me tell you, this is a perfect example of how a trailer can sell you a movie. I thought this was unnecessary.
Right.
When they announced that they were doing this. Because they said, we're going to do a Joker origin story. And I said, part of the Joker's appeal is he has no origin. Right. He has a bunch of stories, but none of them are official. Right, he just tells a bunch of stories about how he got to where he was, and that's part of his appeal is that he's a mystery guy. In fact, Heath Ledger's character in The Joker was exactly the way it was. He is. He tells a bunch of tales, right? But you don't really know what's true and what's not, right? My father was a fiend, and you know, like he tells those things, but you never know what's true and what's not. He's just bouncing all over the place.
And that was also my issue with The Joker is that Heath Ledger killed it.
Totally killed it. I mean, absolutely killed it.
And then we went from Heath Ledger playing the Joker to Jared Leto, who, I mean, please, dear God, never let that happen again.
Yeah, that was awful.
I do believe that Joaquin Phoenix is a much better actor, but that still it makes me nervous until I saw the trailer.
Well, I'm hoping that the trailer isn't one of those this is all the good stuff.
Oh,
right?
My God. I hate like, when that happens.
Me too, because I have gone into movies based on the trailer where they've taken a scene and completely out of context to make it more dramatic than it really is in the movie. And then when you see it in the movie, you're like, that's not what I thought they were talking about. Like, the way they edited, I thought he was addressing this issue, and instead he has that reaction to this, which is not as dramatic.
Right.
And that's always throws me off. But I honestly think that this movie is going to be really good. He is creepy enough in the trailer to make me think that carries all the way through, and this is going to be a good movie. At least I am hoping it's a good movie.
I think so, too. But like you said, I mean, the greatest thing about the Joker is the mystery of where he came from.
Right. And right. There's all sorts of stories, and there's all sorts of, you know, he fell in the vat,
right,
or he was a failed comic, but there has never been a real official Joker origin. And by doing this, I thought, well, don't mess with the legacy, but it looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. So. And if they do anything hokey with it,
yeah,
you know, the people, I mean, I can't, deservedly so, for it to be blasted.
But that is a very good, because like I said, I watch the trailer. I go on YouTube every now and then, and sometimes I just go, let me watch the Joker trailer again.
Oh, that, or you go down the trailer wormhole.
Yeah, I watch a bunch of them, right? I love trailers. I love them. All right, well, what's the bad?
The bad of the day is that there's a major doping scandal in the world of sports.
Really?
Major doping scandal.
I shouldn't sound so excited, but what is it?
Yeah, the Puerto Rican bowling team has been stripped of their Pan American Games gold medal.
Uh-oh.
Major doping scandal.
What? Bowling. What? Can you dope in bowling? Is
apparently,
that help you?
Apparently. I mean, I don't. I maybe it makes you throw the ball harder.
Wow.
I'm not really sure.
No. Don't you need the coordination?
Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry. I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm thinking about it too. Like
pumping. The only thing I got is it makes you roll the ball harder, and
that's it.
Therefore you knock down more pins.
And maybe you don't get as tired when you're going through your 75th frame of the day in five matches or whatever it is you play.
Yeah.
That would actually be seven and a half.
I have heard that issue pop up a lot.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, I had them all the way through 70, but I just couldn't get that last one.
Bowling is pretty complicated on the upper level. Not so much when you and I go and we're recreational. Are you a good bowler?
I like to think I am.
What's your average? Do you mind sharing or no?
I have no idea.
Me either. I stink at it. I'm atrocious at bowling. I don't mind to admit I'm atrocious at it. I'm terrible at it, but...
Is 300 good? I got
right. It's awful. My uncle Pete is a very good bowler. Was a very, very, very good bowler. And I remember one Christmas I was talking to him about it, and I was asking him about, like, okay, on your level of bowling, like, what, you know, what do you look at? I mean, look at, I just go, I roll the ball. I mean, he was talking about, there's different lanes, different oils, use the different balls based on the way the oil is sprayed out on the lane.
And you lost
me. Exactly. And I remember thinking, what? That is way more complicated than I thought it was. But he was saying, no, like a good bowler will bring five, six, a bunch of bowling balls. And based on the way the oil is sprayed on the lane, then they'll determine which ball they're going to use in the tournament because of the different spin rates and all that stuff. And I thought, wow, it's not just going to my local place and just practicing as much as possible.
And really, there's different types of balls?
Yeah, different types. Yeah, different sizes.
God, the only thing I ever noticed difference about all these balls are the holes.
I know. That's supposed to be custom designed. But apparently, too, there's some that are weighted. They're obviously weighted differently, but the way the weight is on the ball. I mean, there's all these, and it was fascinating because I didn't know any of that. And he was really good about explaining in details. I know it barely made sense to me, but it's like, you know, when a professional golfer talks about, well, the humidity makes the ball go 3 degrees more on the apex than normal. So you got to take that into account. Plus, with the little bit of dew on the ground, it's going to go a little further than my normal 159 iron. It's all of a sudden you're like way cybermetrics, if you will, you know, whatever that's called, where you're just doing advanced statistics. But I didn't know that existed in bowling until I talked to my Uncle Pete, and he laid it down and I was really impressed. Yep. But I don't think performance enhancing drugs would help you in that capacity, even on that level.
But apparently it does.
Apparently it does.
Not apparently that it does, but apparently they think that it does.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. Gotcha. So, I mean, the good part is that the result meant that the United States do well.
Oh, USA! USA!
Colombia moved into second, and Mexico won the bronze.
This is where we're going to gather the bowling team at a local Denny's and give them their award, right? Tell them, hey, enjoy your burgers and fries, and here's your medal.
Yeah.
Right?
But, I mean, like, don't you think, I mean, they... I guess, I don't know, is I almost say, like, let them dope.
They're bowlers. I don't think this is...
You remember Superman 3?
Yes!
When when Clark sneezes and all the pins, like, shatter.
Yep, and nobody in the bowling alley figured out he was Superman?
No, they just thought the kid had a lucky roll.
That's right.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see a guy throw a ball so hard that it shatters the pins.
All we need is one pin, Rodney. Oh, yeah. I love bowling, even though I'm terrible at it. I agree. I can't believe that they would test for bowlers.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Well, apparently he tested positive for a masking agent.
Oh, excellent. Oh, so it's even worse
because
he's lying.
Because he's lying. And I mean, he's probably coming back with the argument that, I didn't know what my trainer put in me.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, trainer?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Come on, dude. Come on, man. You didn't have a trainer.
Before we get to the dumb real quick, I can figure out like earned run average. I can figure out a lot of statistics. I still don't know how to keep score in bowling.
Yeah.
I still have a hard time figuring that out.
I could do spare.
I could do spare. But when I have to carry over the pins into the other frame, I get all confused.
But honestly, can you, you have 10 frames, right? Can you figure out how to get to 300?
How you get the 300?
Off of 10 frames?
You're supposed to carry the strikes over into the other frame, but I get so confused
by it.
Just take their word for it.
But if you keep getting strikes, you don't carry it over to the next one until you're done striking.
Until you're done striking,
so
right.
I don't get it
either. Your score is nothing.
Yeah.
When you're rolling strikes, right? Is that true?
Yeah.
No. You get 30 on the. I'm confused. I need somebody to tell me.
I get that out of 10 frames, each frame is worth 30 points.
Right.
But then you have that last frame where if you get a strike, you get two extra rolls or an extra roll.
Yeah. So
I really don't get that part either.
I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that we talked about Woodstock yesterday.
Yes.
And the next Woodstock is happening.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
Yes. Alien Stock.
Yeah, I saw this.
It's set to take place in Rachel, Nevada, which has a population of 98. I wanted to point that out.
98?
98 citizens of the great town, I guess. Village of Rachel, Nevada.
I think it's village.
It's set to take place September 19th to 22nd. Now, you may remember, we talked about this earlier, about the guy who came up with the idea, like, let's storm Area 51.
Yes.
And it got so much attention that it was started off as a joke, but the FBI got in on it.
The FBI was like, no, you're not.
That's like, let's really take a look at this, because, I mean, it got like 2 million likes or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he wants to do a music festival. He's going to do a music festival instead in Rachel, Nevada, population 98. And, I think it's going to be heavily attended. I think you're going to have the next Woodstock happening.
Fire Festival, baby. Better not be a fire festival.
They're not promising free lunch.
Right. Cheese sandwiches.
You're on your own to get room and board. There is a hotel, the Alien Inn.
Oh, well done.
So I think they're booked out. So, maybe rent an RV. Camp out like they did in Independence Day.
Outstanding. This is going to be great. All right, that's
maybe
the good.
Maybe we should ask if we can cover it.
Yeah, we should. I think we should go out there. Good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.